From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was among the officials who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign. So the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
The officials called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interests. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bipartisan measure rejecting the United Nations Security Council vote criticizing Israeli settlements on Palestinian territory.
On this vote, the yeas are 235, the nays are 188. The previous question is ordered.
The non-binding measure declares support for Israel and insists that the United States oppose any future measures by the United Nations that are, quote, one-sided and anti-Israel. Authorities say suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir on Thursday, killing a police officer and a courthouse employee. The provincial governor says a skirmish broke out when police officers tried to stop a vehicle at a checkpoint in front of the Bar Akli courthouse. He says terrorists detonated the bomb while trying to escape. At least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in the Syrian town of Jablay. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights puts the death toll in that blast at 14. This is VOA News.